Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, liberty-loving patriot. Welcome to the Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne Show. Please be sure to tune in Sunday nights from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian flair. Be prepared, folks. We often go into an optional extended third hour. This show advocates for liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Discussions here are unscripted and free-flowing, so sometimes conversations wander off in unpredictable directions. Would you like to call in and share your thoughts and be part of the conversation? The number is 563-999-3698. Again, that is 563-999-3698. Press number 1 and you'll be added to the queue. Please also like and follow my Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne page on Facebook. You can help me battle their freedom-loathing censorship by visiting my page regularly, along with reacting, commenting, and sharing my posts. Thank you so much for listening, but please sit tight and don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a few minutes to kick off the show.
Thank you.
Take those boots off the shelf. Wipe that dust off yourself. Even if you've been through hell, you're back. It's time to separate the men from the boys, and the women from the girls, and the tools from the toys. Even if you're freaking out, just relax. Before it gets too late, before the night is over, before the world's away, everything will change. Hey, you feel it coming. The hurt took you a little while just to find the words. Losing, well, it sometimes burns, but you keep moving on. You got to push on like you're leading the nation. Got to make the best out of this situation. Get your hands up like it's a celebration, then you keep moving on. Singing hey, before it gets too late. Off the shelf, wipe that dust off yourself. Even if you've been through hell, you're back. Hey, before it gets too late, before the night is over, before the world's away, everything will change. Hey, you feel it coming.
Well, damn it. I've just been sitting here talking for several minutes, not realizing that I forgot to unmute myself on the switchboard on my cell phone. So hello, everybody. Oh, my goodness. And nobody in the chat room. Cinnamon, Donnie, Gunslinger, and Boyd are in the chat room, and I don't see any messages from them saying that nothing I said was being heard. Shame on you. Shame, shame, shame. Sorry for that dead silence there. I was talking. I just, like I said, did not realize that I was unmuted. I wasn't unmuted. So it was nothing but dead air there for a little bit. Anyway, Gavin DeGraw, Everything Will Change. I love that song. It was, I believe, the theme song for one of the Olympics. I forget what. But that song is an awesome song. And then, of course, there was the Billy Joel song before that, which I was inspired
to play some Billy Joel because The Masked Singer, yes, you guys, don't hate me. I know it's a fucking really stupid show. It's really cheesy. But I like it anyways, I admit. And they had a Billy Joel themed night on The Masked Singer last week, and so that's what had me play that. So I'm glad that I'm clear now. Gunslinger says in the chat, I'm clear now. You kind of warned me, though. I mean, I was talking for like 3 or 4 minutes with dead air, but y'all could have said something. Shame on you. So I'm bringing Gunslinger on. I'm bringing Boyd on. And we have Donnie and Cindy in the chat room. Feel free to call in. Join the convo. Let's get everybody regrouped here after we got cut off because Blog Talk Radio on part one just decided. Fuck you for using Blog Talk Radio. Fuck you. Goodbye. That's what it said. No, not literally. Hello? Gunslinger, boy?
Yeah, you coming loud and clear,
call back in. We got to get John Doe and Nathan and everybody else all to make their way back. Daniel, Kathy, Donnie, Cindy, all of you.
Come out clear wherever you are.
This is kind of the nice thing, though, because I did find out, obviously, that yeah, even if my original show ends and I'm on the two-hour plan, you can have multiple shows on the same day. But this time I just went live right away instead of scheduling it at the half hour, the next half-hour interval. I just went, yeah, I'm going to go live right away. So apparently, what is it with my show? Donnie's show, we went on. It was like, Donnie's show, when did he finally end it? I think it was like 11:30 my time, Pacific time, last night. He ended it, not BTR bitch. But now two shows in a row, BTR bitch has hung up on us and ended it.
It figures. Something they don't like to hear. Goodbye. What do you expect, BTR?
I don't even remember what I was talking about when we got cut off on BTR now. I was in the middle of something.
I don't even remember. I don't even remember what I was saying. I was saying something all of a sudden. Goodbye. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. That's what you get when you get old. You start losing memory. See, what did I do 5 minutes ago? Yeah,
I can, like, remember random things like, oh, yeah, I remember putting this thing away that I haven't used for 3 years, and I know where that's at. But, you know, where I just, you know, laid down something random, who knows? You know, yeah. But that also happens. Like, I've been looking at stuff. Like, there's some really crazy shit that happens as you get older that nobody ever warns you about. Man or woman. You know? I mean, as a woman, and I'm 51, like, my body is like, it's a fucking foreign entity at this point. Like, I used to know you, but now you're just fucking all over the place, you know? Because 51, a woman. But men go through the same thing, and I don't think enough people acknowledge that. Men go through the same thing. They also go through hormone fluctuations as they get older, right? That affects them. And their genitals change. You know, their balls hang lower. You know? Like, stuff like that, that, you know, like nobody ever talks about. It's like one of those things where, like, maybe you have, like, a good, you know, male, like, you know, family member that'll tell you about that kind of stuff. You know, like, hey, yeah, you know, when you get to be about 60, your balls are going to be bigger than your dick, you know, because they're just going to fucking hang there, you know. And here we are in late night. Lucid Libertarian. But I'm just saying, memory is part of it, totally, as well as along with everything else. I probably scared off Donnie from calling in, and Cinnamon, because Cinnamon, I'm sure, wants to call in and say something about what I just said. But then there's Donnie going, no. I don't want you to be saying anything. And this is what late night with Nettie, Lucid Libertarian, Larry is. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I still got a bone to pick with Donnie. Get him on the phone. Hello?
Well, I'm not going to go and harass him. I could dial him. I could use the switchboard, because now that my switchboard's back up, since this is a new show, could harass him using the dial feature, but I don't want to harass anybody. I don't want to call Donnie. Wake him up,
well,
if he's in the middle of a nap and drooling on himself, and Cinnamon finally has some peace. Nobody wants to say nothing.
There are times when old men learn to keep their mouth shut.
That's wisdom. That's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, I know what I was talking about. The gun-free zones, like going to a theater, okay? I went to a theater a couple days ago, well, 3 or 4 days ago now. I haven't been to a fucking movie theater in probably 20 fucking years, okay? Well, it's the internet, you know, you get everything on the internet. But there was just one particular show, Noah's Ark. If it comes to a theater near you, go see it. It's a documentary. Very well worth it. But guess what? I had to leave my gun out in the car, because way up there on the side of the building, no firearms. And it's the same theater. Guess what? It's the same company that owns the theater that was in Colorado. When that nutcase came in there and shot up and killed all those people.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Yeah. So I think I should be able to sue the theater if something happened in that theater and I couldn't carry my gun in because I had to leave it outside. I should own that fucking theater. I should own that company. And then people up there should. Those people that were in there, they should sue the fucking pants off that goddamn cinema for, you know, be the gun-free zone. Because that's what caught all those people killed. What was it, 12, 15, something like that? That's exactly what got all those people killed, because nobody was in their arms.
You know, and the gun grabbers never want to actually talk about and highlight some of the stories that come out where, I don't know, how many stories have you seen that even, like, the 7-year-old kid knew to go grab the gun and shoot the intruder while they were beating up their mom because their, you know, dad was working and their mom's at home and the mom's getting attacked. And, like, that shit happens. There's a lot of it, you know. They can be, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and they find the fucking family gun, you know, and grab it and shoot the intruder as they're, like, trying to kill and fucking rape their mom, you know, shit like that. That happens all the time. And it's like, and I cheer for that. Like, what a brave kid.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you know, you got those theaters like that.
Block Talk apparently is trying to hang up on me. Block Talk's trying to shut me down. It just ended my Direct Connect. I always start the show with a Direct Connect. And it just ended that, so now I got to dial back in because it says I'm not connected. Ooh, Black Duck is fucking with my show, y'all.
It's Monday. They like to fuck with you. But anyway, this, like I said, this particular theater was was like only like about maybe 1,000 yards from an interstate, major interstate, I-20. A perfect opportunity for somebody to go in there and kill, you know, God knows how many people, jump on an interstate, and boom, you're gone to Mexico. Isn't that convenient?
Very much so. Okay, where is everybody? Start up the
well,
show.
Is it just the three
back.
Of us?
Yeah.
Damn.
No Mike. No anybody. They're not calling back in. I said I would. Wake them up. No, I'm kidding. I did put in Facebook, like group chat, the link to the this show, the part two.
Somebody called Git just came into the chat room. Man. Get something changed out. Whatever.
Get rich, get out. Get rich, get out.
Rich, get...
Hello.
Get some.
I'm still working on the getting rich part.
Yeah, me too.
What y'all got to say? So should I, like, get into some more shit that I didn't get into on part one of the show before Blog Talk cut us off? I got more shit. Talking about AI. Here's the thing. We were talking about AI. Were we talking about AI when we got cut off? I can't remember. I know we were talking about AI. Here's an article. Congress probing whether the IRS is using AI to invade Americans' financial privacy. A new inquiry opened. Representative Hagman says too many feds do not recognize our constitutional protections. The House Judiciary Committee has opened an inquiry into whether the IRS is using artificial intelligence to invade Americans' financial privacy after an agency employee was captured in an undercover tape suggesting that there was a widespread surveillance operation underway that might not be constitutional. Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, Republican Ohio, and Representative Harriet Hagman, of Republican Wyoming, sent a letter last week to the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen demanding documents and answers as to how the agency is currently employing artificial intelligence to comb through bank records to look for possible tax cheats. The inquiry comes after the same panel has been exploring why the FBI was obtaining Americans' bank records, including those of January 6th suspects, without using search warrants or subpoenas. Hagman told Just the News that lawmakers are increasingly concerned that the federal law enforcement agencies are no longer abiding by constitutional protections, including prohibitions against search and seizure without a warrant. What do y'all think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when you got that artificial intelligence, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, these people, they're replacing people with these robots, okay? And, of course, a robot can be programmed any way that you want it to say, to do, say, shoot you, kill you, stab you, you know, reject your job application, whatever. It's a great system, isn't it? You know, only filter out what they want, and the rest of them can, you know, I guess, pretty much go take a hike, you know. You're going to come back and bite them on the ass, I guarantee it.
Jesus, this article even goes on. The congressional inquiry was prompted by a September 2023 announcement that the IRS is using AI to, quote, help IRS compliance teams better detect tax cheating, identify emerging compliance threats, and improve case selection tools. The Treasury Department has since acknowledged and has implemented an enhanced process using AI to mitigate check fraud in near real time by strengthening and expediting processes to recover potentially fraudulent payments from financial institutions since late 2022. Jordan and Hagman's letter said lawmakers have evidence and reason to believe that the IRS and the DOJ are actively monitoring millions of Americans' private transactions, bank accounts, and related financial information without any legal process using AI-powered systems. Well, here we fucking go. You know, and it, and this article goes on. I'm going to put it in the chat. This is fucking what we've been warning about for so long, you know. Oh, you're just a crazy conspiracy theorist. And like, this is the shit that's going on. It's happening. It's fucking happening. Right here in our lifetimes, AI is taking over fucking everything. It's the start of it.
No, it really isn't just taking over everything. It has had everything for years. What do you think algorithms are? What? What's he working at? Hello? You there?
Yeah, we're here.
Done? Oh.
I'm here.
I think my show, like, Blog Talk is screwing with it. It's the second time now that my Direct Connect has hung up. But I use Direct Connect to start the show and have that connection as a backup. But now it's twice hung up on me, and so I've had to reconnect and refresh. My show is being fucked with, and not in a good way. And it's still just us, me, Lord Gunslinger. Where are y'all at? Donnie, Cindy, Colin, Joe Gibson, Dondo, Sarge, Bianchi, Daniel, Kathy. Call the hell back in. I could play another clip while we go and, like, try to send messages out to get people along. There has been so much shit. It's just, oh, my God. I don't even have to play clips. I could.
There's even still more stuff that
I didn't get into.
Dan, you know, Donnie and Cindy and that group, as soon as Blog Talk shut us down the last time, they probably all went to bed. Hell, it's fucking 1 o'clock in the morning there.
12:15 here. Here's some interesting news out of North Carolina.
10:15 here.
They said a mountain lion attack.
But I know. It's 3 hours. And we had a late show on Donnie's show last night, too. So, but still.
Yeah. So,
I gotta look, make sure my show is showing up as live. Yep, it's showing up as live. Good. So if anybody is crawling around looking for a show to tune into, it's sewing was.
Well, there was a mountain lion attack in North California. At least one dead and one brother injured. Attacked by a mountain lion. Wow. There's another reason you don't go into the woods without no freaking gun. There's animals out there that's going
exactly.
to eat your ass. And they do. That's crazy.
Not sure if you can hear my dog, but she's barking. Neighbors are doing stuff, Mom.
Uh-huh.
Sorry if you hear that in the background. Barking at something.
Uh-huh.
Good. If anybody's thinking of breaking in, they hear her bark, and they'll probably just say, yep, no, we're not going to do that. Big
that
dog
is in Oregon.
Big, large dog bark. Yeah. It's not little Pomeranian bark. It's big dog bark. She's funny that way. On Facebook, there was a thing that says, I'm going to quote it exactly because of my response. So the post is, be honest, what calms you down whenever you're angry? And my response was, my dog, Nikita. When I'm angry, she automatically thinks that I'm mad at her for something, that it is something she did that made me angry. So she cowers, tails between her legs, comes up to me looking confused and apologetic. So that calms me down trying to let her know that she's not in trouble. It's okay. She's still my good girl, et cetera, et cetera. My doggo can get me from being red-faced rage mad back to calm and loving in no time as a result. That's just how she is. She does the same thing when I sneeze. You know, like when I have a sneezing fit, she hates it. She can be just sleeping like nice on the couch and I start sneezing and she runs and goes into the other room with her tail between her legs. It's the same kind of response. So like when I'm really angry and she knows it, she automatically acts like it must have been something I did. I don't know. Like she's just that way. And it's so cute. Like in, you know, tail between her legs, she'll just be all like, oh my God, I'm sorry, sorry. You know, that whole thing. Even though she did nothing wrong. And so I can be so angry, but yet when I'm trying to calm her down because she's freaking out because she thinks it's her, that in turn just gets me to calm down. Like, you know, she's not going to calm down until I calm down. So my dog is my best anger management tool. And as I speak right now, she just brought her hippo toy up to me. She knows I'm talking about her. Nikita. Go get it. Okay, anyway, so there you go. So what do you guys use to calm yourself down when you're really angry?
Cigar.
A good cigar. I can't complain. I'm one of those women that I actually enjoy a good cigar, the flavor of it. Yep.
Every time I get in my car and drive, I have a cigar lit. Just to control my road rage.
Road rage, cigarette or cigar will do that? Wow.
There's a meme that says I get road rage in the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yep. I totally fucking do. I'm like, okay. You know, you and your friends are taking up the whole goddamn aisle, standing right in front of what I need. Just like, da 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 da, get up the whole aisle so you can get by. That's grocery store road rage right there material. It's like, get the fuck out of my way. Like, at least leave an opening for people to pass by, you stupid fucking people. You know? Jesus. The middle of the grocery store aisle is not the place to congregate and socialize, okay? It's not set up that way. Fuck. And yes, I get road rage too, which is why I don't like to drive very much. I like to drive at night when there's so many less people on the road. Usually when I run my errands, it's later at night, when most of the traffic is down, so I don't have to deal with people's stupid fucking bullshit. That's probably a good thing. You know, that's why I don't have any claims on my insurance. But I try to limit my driving because people fucking piss me off on the road. They're so goddamn stupid, man. You know? Stupid fucking people, especially around semi-trucks, okay? You know, I've seen people do so much stupid fucking shit around semi-trucks. You know what I mean? And it's like, what the fuck are you doing? You know? Why are you cutting them off and then slamming your brakes in the middle of fucking winter when the roads are icy and snowy? You fucking idiot. You know, like, I'm one of those people where it's like, I see the semi coming down on a, you know, ramp exit to get on, and I'm in the right lane. Guess what I do? I slow down and let them in. Because I know nobody behind me is going to fucking let them in. Not if they can help it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'll piss off all the other drivers because I see the semi coming down, and everybody's like, you know, tailing each other even though it's bad weather. I see that shit and I'm just like, yep, I'm giving them space. I'm letting that motherfucker in and I'm going to piss everybody else off around me for doing so. You know? But I do. I'll slow down. Like, get the fuck in. You know? I'm leaving you the space on purpose. And they figure it out. Truck drivers aren't stupid. They look in their rearview mirror and they see that, you know, yep, I'm backing off. I'm going to let you in. You know, they're like, ah, cool. Somebody fucking gets it. You know,
just wait till they become driverless. You know, where there's no drivers in them. That's coming.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being right next to 80,000 vehicle and the thing ain't got no damn driver in it? Sheesh.
And you know what? If it's government-funded, just like the COVID vaccine, if it's government-funded, they can release liability for, you know, the AI robots that control all that shit, the makers of it, from liability. Yay! They can accept
it. Yeah, they run you over.
You can't even hold them accountable when they cause an accident.
Yeah, the damn thing runs you over, rear engine. Oh, well. You're dead. No driver in the truck to blame. Sure, why not? Shit.
But it's saving the planet.
Saving the planet.
And again,
guess
what, you guys? My Direct Connect has again hung up. Blog Talk is fucking with my show tonight, you guys. This is the third time I'm reconnecting via Direct Connect. Because Blog Talk, but I'm called in to the guest line using my cell phone. That's the only reason why I'm still here. Go figure. Ooh, I'm going to contact support on this. Why should I be battling? Like, if I was using my Direct Connect instead of my phone, then this shit would be pissing me off, really. This is the third time now. All right. Hey, we're getting some people coming on. I'll talk be fucking with my show. I think we have Joe Gibson bringing you on.
Yeah, what happened?
Hello?
Yes, what happened?
Blog, Blog Talk be fucking with me.
Who else is on with you right now? Did you get to send this out? I just
Boyd,
got the message. No.
Gunslinger. Boyd Gunslinger, now you.
Oh, okay. So the same people basically that was on, or did you lose everybody?
I lost everybody else. It looks like...
Well, why did you keep cutting me off? It's the second time. This is, what, second time now in a row?
We were in no man's land when we got cut off.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Not last week.
They shouldn't cut her off, though.
Not last week. We were in no man's land in last week. This show,
well,
yeah,
I know
we
that.
Were in no man's land. But last week, they cut us off 15 minutes before, you know, the bonus hour would have ended. 2 hours, 45 minutes in, they cut us off. And now tonight. And now I keep getting hung up on. So for the third fucking time using the Direct Connect on my laptop, it's hung up. But because I also dial into the guest line on my cell phone, that's why I'm still here. You know, so I've had to restart my show three fucking times now. Because I used Direct Connect to start it with. And then I have to reconnect and refresh and bullshit and get back in. Three times now. 5 minutes. Blog Talk is fucking with my show.
Yeah, could be.
Well, they want to make sure you don't have no 9/11.
Maybe that's a badge of honor.
Yeah.
That's
sure.
A badge of honor. Even Blog Talk wants to censor me. But you know, Soros, remember I said several weeks ago, Soros bought $400 million of debt in Blog Talk's parent company. Blog Talk and iHeart Speaker, the very parent company above that, George Soros purchased $400 million of their debt, which makes him like numero uno stakeholder that, you know, apparently maybe Soros doesn't like what I'm saying.
No.
I go against it. Me being that radical libertarian that I am. Oh, my God, I'm against the New World Order. Oh, my God. I'm against the 1,012-page, $1.2 trillion spending bill that everybody just passed because our Republican GOP Speaker Johnson said, sure, we can bypass the 72 hours. Who the fuck can read over 1,000 pages in less than 24 hours? Who the fuck? And then vote on it. That's our representation. That should piss everybody off.
No.
We still don't know what's in it. I've been looking. I'm like, exactly what's in it? Congress.gov has not even put the full text of this fucking bill on it. Congress.gov. It is the website that is paid for by our, you know, by our Congress, by our government, our tax dollars, so we can look up actual legislation and where things are at and the actions on it and the full text of it. And it is still not available. Even we, the people, that both our House and our Senate and Biden signed on for $1.2 trillion, that's only going to fund us for 6 months. And we can't even view the text of it. It's not even fucking published on the government website. How fucked up is that? We should be pissed. We should all be pissed. Every single fucking one of us should be able to see what the fuck is in this thing. that just passed that we're going to be subject to, yet we can't even find out the text of it. We can't fucking read it ourselves. How in
what are
the
you talking
fuck
about? What
is
bill?
That representative? How in the fuck are we a republic if not the if the citizens? I'm talking about the spending bill that just passed. $1.2 trillion. 1,012
yeah.
pages. That Congress
really?
And Senate only had 24 hours to review. Our Speaker Johnson said, oh, yeah, we can bypass the 72-hour rule on this. So this motherfucking thing passed with nobody having an adequate chance to read it. Do you think you could read 1,012 pages in less than 24 hours and then vote on it?
So how did they make it the money?
Anybody
they got to go over to the
Federal
Reserve.
Anybody with any kind of fucking reasonable human level, there's no way.
They
didn't they fucking
the
read
Federal
it,
Reserve
and they all voted
it.
On it.
But they can't spend any money. They don't have any money. Where are they getting the money from?
Well, exactly. But that's what was approved. $1.2 trillion, and that's only for 6 months.
Wow,
six months.
Well,
it funds the government and their obligation for only 6 months. We're going to be doing this shit again in September. 6 months from now, $1.2 trillion. And nobody knows what the fuck is in it, especially the citizens. Our Congress and our Senate and our president have signed this fucking thing, and we the people can't view the goddamn text of it. It's not published anywhere yet. That is why we should be pissed. Why aren't more people pissed about that?
Well, that's why they said you got to pass it to make so we can see what's in it, right? You heard that line before.
Yeah,
pass the bill
that was Pelosi.
Yep.
Pelosi with Obamacare.
Yep. What a
I don't know. Why am I the only one bringing this up? Like, am I the only one pissed off at the fucking fact that, I mean, and I'm even more pissed off because Oregon obviously is heavily Democrat. We only have two Republican congressmen, U.S. congressmen. And all of our congressmen and both of our senators all voted for this fucking thing. $1.2 trillion spending bill. How is that representing Oregonians? There's a lot of us that are pretty fucking pissed that every one of our representatives voted for this fucking thing. Not one descendant, not one vote against it from Oregon. That's fucking pathetic. That is so pathetic. And every scale, like, I can't believe it. Like, how the fuck can you, you know? And I got to give credit. Guess what? Guess who voted with some of the rare, mostly Republicans? I think there was only two Democrats that voted against this thing. Bernie Sanders. voted against it, along with Rand Paul, along with Jim Jordan, along with, you know, all the others. But, yeah, Bernie Sanders voted against it.
Rand Paul voted against it?
Go figure. Rand Paul voted against it. Yep. Call it crazy. Did you ever think that Bernie Sanders and Rand Paul would vote the same way on something like this? And they did. Even Bernie Sanders was like, this is so fucked up.
It's
yeah.
not your country. You don't have a country anymore. You don't have a republic. You don't have any rights. You have nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They can get you. Listen, people just don't get it.
But you're free, and you even got backup. Sure.
Yeah, you're free to an extent. that as long as you can play the game.
Yeah, as long as you play their game, you're free.
Yeah.
By their rules. By their rules. And if you step outside of them rules, well, guess what? They don't like that too good.
I just like to live like me. I can't get a job nowhere. I can't do nothing. I mean, I'm blacklisted everywhere. You guys were talking about the no-fly list. I'm on the no-fly list. I'm not allowed to fly an airplane. I'm on every list there is.
Damn.
I can't even get a bank account probably anymore if I wanted to.
Right? Yeah, even though you've literally not really done anything wrong. You're just on this list.
Yep.
Where you have to prove, you know, the burden's on you to prove that, you know, you're worthy. I am worthy
yep.
of a checking account. I am worthy, you know, I am worthy of, you know, they're doing like credit checks even for some utilities in some places. It's like crazy, like to get a cell phone, you know, got to do a credit check. Get a cell phone, you know.
My cell phone, my old cell phone number that I had for 18 years, because this number I've only had for about a year and a half now. I had that number. The cell phone company just kicked me off their company. They said, you're not allowed on here no more. You shut my phone off on me about a year and a half ago.
I don't doubt it. Yeah, that's how far it goes. This is the beginning. This is what happens in China. You know, this is social credit score. You know, this is government just fucking being able to cut off all your shit.
Next week, you don't even have to be guilty of it. I go to court next Monday. They'll probably end up getting locked up. They're probably going to lock me up. Remember that time I was supposed to go? I remember the trial, and I got it continued to April
1st. For the DUI trial?
Yep.
Is this for the DUI thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where, by
the
way,
$2,000, he did nothing.
That don't know, he wasn't even driving.
Yeah.
He was driving, felt weird, pulled over, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a fucked up case. It is unimaginable. Like, we have allowed our government to become so fucking huge and so authoritarian that you literally cannot be pulled over in the parking lot of a city park, you know, and just whatever the fuck hit you, you know, unintentionally. And you're working with law enforcement at the time.
Yeah. Now here I am. I'm working under. I'm employed with the DEA undercover, and they arrest me. Unbelievable.
And charge you with DUI because you got exposed to the shit that you helped them bust.
Yeah.
They busted
exactly.
This big fucking fentanyl fucking shipment, you know, being transported. And you were exposed to it, and that's what caused it to begin with.
Yeah. Yep. And,
you didn't
and,
know
and,
you
and
were
I
exposed
had a lawyer,
until you hit until it
later.
Hits, yeah.
Well, it was in my cigarette pack because I put the two packages for I put the meth and the fentanyl I remember in my cigarette pack. I shoved it in there, you know, when I made the buy. And then, you know, I had to go do the debriefing. I went, you know, two blocks over. You know, I met behind a Harris Teeter store. We met about five of us, the undercover officers. Because, you know, remember, I'm under surveillance and everything. You know, they got to protect me. And, I turn everything over. I did give them my statement. This is what happened. I paid them $2,500, blah, 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 this and that, you know. And then I sign it, and then
cigarette got exposed. Yeah, you turned in the actual stuff, but the cigarette that you still had left in your pack – got exposed to it. And then
the bag leaked out, It was 28 grams.
Yeah.
I had 28 grams of fentanyl on me, and it leaked out for some of it, probably a little bit. You know, you only got to touch a little bit, you know?
Yeah, a tiny bit. Like, you don't even, you know, this isn't cocaine, you guys. This is some high potent shit, and
yeah,
then modified. So just even a little bit of dust of it, even just a little bit of exposure on your skin, it gets absorbed, and fucking away you go. You can OD.
Yep. So I must have inhaled it when I smoked my cigarette. Because as soon as I lit my cigarette up, I started feeling sick. You know, I was like, what the hell? And getting dizzy. I'm like, man, I don't feel good. You know, and I just pulled over, and I thought I was going to throw up, you know. I mean...
And yet they can't acknowledge that you were working undercover as a CI, you know, because that's the other quandrum is a certain level of protection that is required of CIs. And that's
I signed an agreement.
Exactly. Yeah, you're working as an informant, so if you get busted, you know, we can't acknowledge a relationship with you.
Yep, that's right.
So that kind of comes into play as well.
Yep.
Yep.
Nobody would know.
That's how it works.
Well, I kept proof of everything this time, though. I kept proof. I kept all my text messages, because everything was done through text messages. You know, the lineup, everything, talk to the dealers. I got all the messages. It's like a book. It's almost like a story, a movie. I got all from all 54 drug busts. So...
Yeah, because I remember I still have backups from, like, my really old cell phones, you know, before it was automatic. Like, you could just back up all your shit.
Yep.
But before it was automatic, you had to, like, install separate shit to, like, back up your, you know, text messages and MSS messages.
How do I print them out? How do I print
shit
those
like
out?
That off of your phone? And I downloaded all that shit.
Yeah, how do I print those
and
out, those text messages? I can't figure out how to get those off my phone and print them out.
Usually that, you know, whatever backup software is used originally to back that shit up is needed to, you know, extract those files. And then when they extract those files, usually it's in like a XLS form or a text only. And then usually you can use like Excel or OpenLibre or open office spreadsheets that opens up a lot of the, you know, same kind of files.
I tried a bunch of shit.
That's what I use. I don't fucking pay for Microsoft Office. I pay for LibreOffice that opens up the same shit. I can save files as such, and I don't have to pay the goddamn price. But anyway, you know, so that, you know, but sometimes with these, you know, raw files, because a lot of times that's what they do. It's a backup of the raw file, and it's huge. So when you convert it, it takes a long time. But you can get all that raw data. But you definitely need a decent computer to do it efficiently, which I have done, because I tend to have computers that can handle it.
Yeah, my desktop can handle it. I got one of the, you know, I just don't know how to get them off. I've tried. I've gotten some of them off, but I want to get them all off.
Yeah, you need, you know, like processor power, memory power.
Is there any way I can take it to a store and have them do it? Is there any stores that do it, like any kind of store, like a Boost store or something, or a phone store?
You can look up local people, and I would go with a small-time local person. Because they're more apt to, like, not be, like, if you go to Best Buy Geek Squad, you know, damn well NSA gets every fucking thing that they do when they back up. And, you know, usually they don't even back up. They just wipe out your whole fucking C drive and, you know, all your data is lost and they don't care. But then they still charge you $150 for it.
Really?
You know. Oh, yeah. You know, you got to back up your shit. And that's why it's almost like if your data is really that valuble, you know, it's
I just want my text messages. That's all I just want.
Ship me your computer. You know, I'll fucking extract the hard drive. I'll back up all the shit. That's one of the things that my previous company, like, before I got specialized, one of the things, I still had people that would send me their company laptop so that I could back it up and then reissue their computer. Instead of sending it to their nearest office, they sent their computer to me. They're like, Lorianne, I want you to back up my data for me. Because, you know, I always was, I had a reputation for being able to, like, restore all kinds of shit, you know, when it came to redoing computers. And a lot of it, I would just pull the fucking hard drive, extract the data and the folders, you know, all of it, and be able to restore it from there once the new, you know, you reinstall Windows, all that. That's why Ron Reck needs to do that. But I wish to God he would send me his computer and I could just back up all his shit. I got the adapters. I could pull his hard drive. I can pull every fucking thing that he needs and reinstall Windows, get everything back up and running and restored, and, you know, unlike Geek Squad, because that's all Geek Squad will do. They will lose your data. You know, they will only back up like the usual things, like My Documents. But if you have other folders, you'll lose everything else if it's not the obvious.
It's a text message. Text messages I wanted to get off my phone. Not my hard drive.
Yeah, there's ways to back that up. You know, yeah, there's ways to back that up. That's what I had to do with my older phones. But LG has a really good backup and restore when you get a new phone. But before that, I had some pretty good programs that backed up fucking everything. All of your contacts, all of your text messages, all of your MMS messages, all of it could be backed up and restored once you've got a different phone or, you know, whatever. Oh, yeah. I still got that shit. I still have my old hard drives. Like, I could get rid of, like, my computer cases and stuff, you know, my old computers, but I took out their hard drives, you know. Yeah, I could sell everything but, you know, here's everything but. All you need is your own hard drive and install Windows, and there you go. But I don't give up my hard drives. Never. Never. Even from my computers 25 fucking years ago, I still have their hard drives. Now that I made everybody shut up. I gotta let my dog back in. So do we still go? The dog goes in, the cat goes out. Got it. Okay. Joe Gibson, did you like that Ron Paul interview? Did you happen to grab that? Maybe I should put it back in the chat, a link to the full interview.
I already listened to that interview last week.
I mean, Ron Paul is 88 years old.
Yeah, he's an old
son of a bitch. That was just 15 minutes. 88 years old, and look how good he sounds in that interview.
Yeah, he's too old to run for president
now. And compare him to Biden.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's too bad we didn't have him, though.
Ron Paul still has it.
It's too bad we didn't have him as president. That was our chance as a republic. I met him, you know, in person, you know. I sat down with him in person.
Oh, man, I'm jealous. You know, I saw him speak, but I never got to meet him. My nephew did. My nephew got a photo taken with him at one of his rallies. Jealous. God, I would love to have a sit-down with Ron Paul. That would be so phenomenal. That would be like the ultimate guest. The ultimate guest I could ever, ever have on my fucking show would be Ron Paul.
Oh, man, I know. That would be great. Maybe I'll reach out to him. That'd be a good idea, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I can reach him.
You never know. I'm just a little lowly, you know, lucid libertarian over here, insignificant to anybody except for Blog Talk that likes to cut me off and fuck with my show, apparently. Other than that, I'm insignificant.
You got to get some good interviews with some people. Get some good interviews.
Oh, I see. Sorry, Cindy. I don't know how long you've been raising your hand, but just check back in on my laptop. Bring
in
Cinnamon
in.
Hey, Joe.
Do you have Joseph? Do you have an Apple phone or a Android?
The Android, the Galaxy phone.
Okay, so for Galaxy phones, it's usually OneDrive. You've got a cloud service on there.
Yes.
That backs up
yep.
your stuff. So you should be able to back up your text messages into the cloud.
Okay, how do I do that, though? What do I do? Plug it into my desktop and do what?
Well, the cloud is actually like off-site storage. And if you've got your computer and your phone both connected to the OneDrive, so it's like Microsoft storage.
Okay.
So it's off-site storage. It's not on your computer exactly. It goes to something else to back it up. And your phone and your computer will connect through the OneDrive. So you should be able to look for it on your phone. You should be able to find OneDrive on it.
All right.
I would look under settings.
Okay. All right. This is my older. Yeah, this phone's deactivated now. Can I do it while it's deactivated?
Should be able to.
I mean,
still, yeah.
Probably
yeah.
not.
Because you know, it's my older phone. You know, it's my because I got a newer phone now. But you know, this was my one of you know. Geez, God, I forgot when I bought that phone, that Galaxy. Oh,
so you
got to
think about it. Like, cloud storage means that you're storing your data on a server, you know, a server that is who knows where, you know. That's why I've always said I'm glad I'm a techie that I learned how to do this shit myself because I don't have to rely on that shit. I don't rely on, you know, I know where to go to, like, back up my bookmarks and my history and all that shit locally.
They do it at Best Buy? Do it at Best Buy and stuff? I mean, you know, because I got to have them printed out, these text messages, you know? I don't want to blow up my printer.
No,
it should have been on your SIM card.
If you go to Best Buy, they probably won't know what the fuck.
Yeah, it should have been on the SIM card.
They're
your
idiots.
Phone.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
did you start a new SIM card when you got the new phone?
Yeah. Everything. Yeah, I just got a whole. I'm on another network and everything. Yeah.
Okay. So you should be able to. If you've got the kind of computer that's going to have all the different kind of little inputs. You could sometimes be able to just put the SIM card into your computer and do it. Or
okay.
you could even just switch the SIM cards in your phone and then just get what's stored on that SIM card printed out possibly. If your printer's Wi-Fi, you should be able to use your phone's Wi-Fi. Yeah, you should be able to use the phone Wi-Fi. You wouldn't be able to use it to text or, you know, really communicate with anybody because that's deactivated account, but you should still be able to get all the crap off of it.
Yeah. I got to get those messages, man. I mean, that's like the evidence.
Yep.
You know, that.
I agree.
I mean, that's everything.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would try and
switch
the SIM
card. Yeah, and you can even buy, like, SD card readers. You get SD card readers where it's just an adapter that plugs into your USB, but it's an adapter where you can take card that has, you know, your messages and all that shit stored in it. And be able to access it and back it up.
This is what I did once. I took the USB cord.
I would just charge up your phone.
And I plugged it into my computer. I plugged it in from my phone to my computer.
Yeah.
And I was able to get some of them off.
Yeah.
All right. It's just that I can't get any more off. It won't let me get any more off for some reason. It just stopped. It won't let me get any more of these messages off. I only got like 14 messages off. After that, it stopped. And I haven't been able to get any more off. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, go ahead and
maybe they had a storage
start up
limit.
Phone and
you exceeded their storage limit. Like, hey, you get like 500 megabytes free, you know, and then but it exceeded that, and so that's why it failed. Because that's what they do.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
This much is free, but you got to pay for it if you got more data than that to back up.
If they're still on there, if you can see them when you activate the phone,
Yeah, I can see them and read them. I can get access to them like if I just turn the phone on, yeah.
Yeah, just try and send them to your wireless printer, one individually, and see if they print off. That should do it.
It'll take a long time.
you don't have to send them an email. Yeah, well, with the phone deactivated, you wouldn't be able to do it that way. But you can send it. You can send the wireless signal to your printer to print it off. You know, you're not going to be connected to Wi-Fi because that's deactivated on your phone.
All right. Yep, you're right.
Well, that's how my thing
is.
I can send something to print from my phone, and it's all local. You know, I have my own router. So my Comcast comes in with their router, and I have that divert to my own router with my own network and all that kind of stuff. That's how you can be more secure in what you're downloading and share it between your computers, that kind of thing. And that's what I mean when, like, I've restored data off of people's phones and shit because there is software out there that will go in and back up the system shit to the external file. You know, and then you have the SD card reader, since it all saved all that shit to the SD card on the phone, then take it, the SD card with the reader onto the computer, and then you've got software where it can just back up all of it and restore it and everything on your new thing. I've done that for myself and other people many times. It's just, you got to find good software to do it.
Yeah,
there's a lot of free stuff out there, but
if you've got the wireless internet in your phone, or if you can go to like the public library and get it that way, you can try and connect the phone to the internet and email them to yourself.
Yep. Okay.
You can try that. You just won't be able to send texts or make calls, but you can do, because that's what the girls do when their phones get cut off.
Yeah.
They can make phone calls, and they can send stuff. They'll talk back and forth on Facebook on their phones.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know when it's the end of the month and everybody's phone gets cut off because then they're all hanging out in the laundry room. Passing messages before work.
Unreal.
Shit gets
too expensive. Never heard of cell phones when I was a kid growing up. We had pay phones.
No.
Yeah, when I was growing up, it was like, I don't care what the fuck you do, just be back by sundown. You know, basically sunset was dinner time. You know, so long as you're back before then, I don't fucking care. You know?
Yeah.
That's the way it was. You know, be back before sundown.
Yep.
That's it.
They try not to come home.
Be back before dark. And I did all kinds of fucking crazy shit that I should probably be dead for. You know?
Yeah, you know, driving around without, back then, we never had, I remember when I got my driver's license when I was 16, they didn't have no damn cell phones, man. You know?
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember, you know, this, I went horseback riding, Grandpa's farm. My grandpa's neighbor had her Palomino horse that she always rode. But up the road was a friend of my grandpa's that got two young horses that needed to be ridden and stuff, you know, more than they could handle. And, you know, so totally welcomed it when, you know, my neighbor on her horse and I would come along and I would ride his horses. And this two-year-old male horse tested me. Let's put it that way. But I loved the fucking thing because he was so feisty and he was so like, you have to earn my trust, bitch. You know what I mean? And a couple of times he acted up and I had to be like, you know, hey, motherfucker, I'm not tolerating this behavior from you. All that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, these are kind of fun things to talk about when it comes to just, like, enjoying life. Like, you know, and horses are, like, they have a huge history with us. And just this horse, like, oh, yeah. This horse challenged me. And me, him. Many times. But his owner loved it, you know. That horse became, like, a really good horse. It's just beautiful black horse. Beautiful Arabian mixed horse.
And one thing I've noticed, I looked up the other night, strange sounds in the middle of the night, these sounds that are going off, these, like, sonic booms and these, like, horns that are going off. I was looking at that. That's going around a lot lately. I heard it about 2 weeks ago. Like that. I was, what the hell is that? It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. And it was loud. And, you know, like, and it vibrated. Like, you know, it was like I could feel it vibrating and everything. And it's like, whoa. That was crazy. And I looked it up on the internet. It's been happening a lot around the world.
Yeah. Where some people think it's like the angel trumpets.
The trumpets, yeah. I don't think it is. But it's weird though, man. That was some weird shit.
And it's kind of similar to whale song. The sounds that people are hearing, I've heard of it. Yeah, but it really sounds like whale song. Like when they've recorded like humpback whales talking with each other, it sounds really a lot like that. And that's the even weirder part about it.
I don't know, man. It was like, boom, boom, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like whale sound.
What the fuck is that?
Did your local news say anything about it?
Nope, nothing.
I would think that a bunch of people would call 911 and go, hey, what the hell is that? We're being bombed.
Yeah. Yep. Nobody, I mean, I didn't really look too much. I didn't hear nothing about it, but I didn't look. But I'm sure people reported it. I'm pretty sure. Because it's happened a couple other times where people have heard it and reported it, you know? And nobody can explain it, where these booms are coming from, these explosions, you know? Nobody can explain it.
I know one of the theories
is... Yeah, and then
is,
Facebook would come along, like, you post it, like, here's my video, and we're hearing this shit, and all this shit's happening. And then it's like 2 days later, Facebook removes your content for false and misinformation. And, you know, now you can't post or anything for a fucking week. That's what they do.
Yeah.
My other account, I don't know what I did. All of a sudden, you know, I had made some posts, and then my other, my alt account is in, like, 48-hour jail. And yet it won't tell me what I did that violated. And then when I go into my account, it doesn't say I'm restricted, even though I am. It's saying, you're restricted from posting for 48 hours. And then I go to my profile status, and it doesn't say there's any restrictions. Like, what?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what.
Ever since I had Dan Hanley on, I have been fucked with. I had him on, and I gave him the floor, and he talked about stuff. And ever since then, it's just been, like, these weird fucking things happening with my accounts and stuff.
Well, see?
Not his fault. No. It's because we were talking too much truth. My show was cut off last week because we were talking truth, and they didn't fucking like it.
Yeah.
You know, and here my show has been fucked with all night. All of a sudden, like, oh, hey, yep, you're disconnected. You know, I always start the show with the direct connect as the host, you know, as my backup. And I've had to restart it three fucking times, fucking with me.
Well, I can tell you one thing. That noise scared the shit out of me. I was like, "What?" I thought for sure we were being attacked. Something was going on.
Yeah. Now, they say sometimes when there's, when, like, the plates are moving, or more for you would be more like any fracking going on. So, like,
yeah.
The limestone settling and stuff and moving, they say it makes a weird humming noise.
Well, I've been out in the woods. You know, I go deep out in the woods sometimes, and I've seen shit, you know, weird shit. And so I go out, I mean, I hide. I go out camouflage, and I'll hide on the ground, you know, for like an hour, just sitting there.
Yeah.
And I'm taking, you know, and I've seen some weird shit, you know. I mean, I don't know, just some weird stuff. I mean,
are you close to the Appalachian Trail?
No, Blue Ridge Mountains I am.
Okay.
But,
yeah,
but
so.
I can go you, if you look Google Earth,
you
my
have
my area.
You're a lot of sacred ground there. I gotta say you're on some sacred ground there. Yeah.
And there's some weird shit supposed to be out there.
Well,
they
got the battleground. Battleground is right up the road. Battleground Avenue. That's where the battle for the courthouse was. That's where the Patriot movie was filmed. Was based on. That's Battleground Avenue. That's a big park right there where they had the war. You know. So troops
that's
have been
cool.
All over here. Yeah.
Yeah. They say that's one of the things that they warn you about in like the Appalachian Trails, and so the mountains on this side of the Mississippi and the deep forest, because they kind of all connect a little bit.
Yeah.
If you see a friend that you don't expect to run across out in the woods, even if they call to you, do not go to them.
Really?
And the same thing, if you're walking along and you hear somebody calling to you, do not answer them.
Why?
It's supposed to be like it's not an actual skinwalker, the Indian skinwalker, but it's something like that.
What's that? What is that?
A skinwalker
yeah.
Is kind of there's two different things that they call skinwalkers, but the Native Americans say it's like one of their medicine men. Went to the dark side, you know, and ended up being possessed by demons, and it's a demon. And it can take on any form.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, but you. The thing is you have to, like, bring that demon in. Like, they have to be invited. So you have to reject it.
Stuff over on this side of the country, instead of skinwalkers, they talk about it's an elemental, so it's like an earth being. It comes from the earth. It's not necessarily a demon. It's not necessarily it's not necessarily good or evil, but it protects its territory.
Oh God!
And it can take any form.
I went way deep in the woods, and remember that guy, Dr. Ventura, that used to always come on my show. I showed him a picture of it, and I thought, I didn't know what it was. It's just really big. I don't know what it was. It looked like a man from whatever, but it was far off in the distance, and it was just like doing something, like it had something hung up in a tree. It was like about eight and a half feet tall, I would say, maybe even good 300-400 pounds. I mean, it was huge. It was just a big, and it moved like a human, and everything. And it was just like hanging something up. And I was just sitting there and watching it through my, and I had, through the binoculars and everything. That's how far away it was. And I could see it, I remember I'm in the woods too deep. So I just seen it and I was like, what the hell is that? And I'm thinking maybe it was Bigfoot or something, Sasquatch, So I'm like thinking,
yeah.
So I was gonna go hunt it, but for some reason, I think it was getting too dark that night. It was a couple years ago, and I just, I've been looking for it ever since back there. I mean, once in a while, I'll go back there on a deep hike, and I've been trying to track it down, and trying to find it again, but I can't find it. But I took a picture of it, and you can see it. You can see it pretty good, because I showed it to Peter. He's like, damn. So I've been trying to find it ever since, but I can't find it. Because they were putting in the Highway 73 at that time, and they were doing a lot of dynamite, blowing up stuff and everything, trying to put them, make 220 into Interstate 73. So, that's when I was. So maybe they, scared it out of its territory or something. I don't know. But because, like I said, I go deep, way deep in the woods sometimes, a couple hours, walk in there down the trails and everything. So. But I've been looking for it, man. I've been hunting it. I've been going back there, with high powered stuff and trying to hunt it. And hopefully, I can find it.
That would be cool. Get actual evidence.
Yeah. If I showed the picture to everybody, that people could say, "Oh, that ain't nothing. Oh, that it could be anything." So it's not that. But if you, but you could see it, But I want real good, solid proof,
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I want to kill it or not. I don't know, but I mean, if it sees me, it's probably going to attack me. I would think. I mean, it just looked like it was strong. There was no way I could fight it. I mean, I'd have to shoot it. I mean, that thing. I mean, the way it was moving, like it was just moving like weird. Like the motions. It was like it wasn't human, but it was in a way. It just was. It's uncharacteristic. How it was moving. It was like covered with black hair. Kind of in a way, like it was dark, and his facial features
yeah.
was like, it looked like a monster, It was just weird. And I was like, look at that thing, man. I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking to myself, that thing sees me, it could sprint over here, It was about 300 yards away, but man.
Yeah. If it started charging, I could definitely see you going to try to shoot it.
Yeah, lock and load. But you don't know what it is, you don't know. I mean, if you hit it, will I hurt it? Will I bring it? I mean, surely with just say like AK-47 or something, pretty much be able to take it down. But I'm just thinking, if it's something that's like superhuman strength or something, I'm dead.
Yeah. Yeah, and they've got the idea out there that Bigfoot teleports.
Yeah.
That would be crazy. Yeah. You see it there for, 500, 300 yards away from you, and then instantly it's in front of you. Jesus, that would be.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What if there's a dozen of them? What if there's a couple of them, Whoa.
Yeah.
They say they hide in the caves and the mountains and stuff. They're buried inside the mountains, That's what they say.
Yeah, well, if there's really a Bigfoot out there, it's got to be hiding somewhere.
Yeah.
I seen something like that a lot closer. Me and a buddy of mine was going up through Arkansas back in them, how thick the woods are up there in Arkansas, right? Probably about 2 o'clock in the morning. He was driving a rental car. Going up there somewhere for a physical therapy meeting or something. I was tagging along. Didn't have my gun, okay? And like I said, 2 o'clock in the morning or something. Had to take a whiz, so we stopped at the side of the road, right? This highway, the deserted highway. There wasn't no swinging lights anywhere for miles. So I get out, open, leave the door open, and I walk back to the back of the car there, and the fence is right there. It's like 10 feet from the edge of the highway. So I'm doing the business, and all of a sudden I looked, as there was some noise over there by that fence, you know, big old tall, dark trees and all this bush and all this stuff. So I look, and I'm 5'9", okay, and I look, and this thing is about 3 or 4 feet bigger than me, taller than me. And I have to look up, okay, and the moonlight's kind of lighting up the, you know, the woods, how it lights up. And I have to look up, and I screamed bloody murder. My buddy was sitting there behind the wheel, and he whipped around, and I jumped in the car about that time. I said, "Did you see that?" He said, "Yeah, I seen it. Get the fuck out of here." He floorboarded it. I didn't know what it was. But, man, that was that's been 20... probably 25 years ago. And I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
There's some things out there. On the side of the road?
Yeah. I mean, I just turned around. This thing was standing right there, right behind that fence. And I'm going, and I'm 5'9", and I had to look up to see the top. It was just like hairy, just like big. I mean, it was like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, man.
Wow, man, I'll never forget that. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people that say they've seen that stuff. I mean, how many sightings have they said they've seen it? And, you know, they've got video of it. And it's like, man, how come they can't catch it, though? You know, you think with these trackers and everything, how come they can't catch it?
Yeah, and it's kind of all over the world.
Yeah.
Because it's up in Alaska. It's all the way over in Japan, up in the mountains there. I mean, you would think somewhere somebody would have.
Yeah, caught it by now. Especially like for the war. How about the wars that we've had and everything? You know,
like
the Ardennes wars in Germany. You know, you think? I mean, imagine what's in there. You know. I don't know. It's like sort of Russia, the Russian mountains and everything. Who knows what the hell's out there? You know, you got set, especially with Chernobyl, probably radiation experiments and everything. Man, half human, half radiation, radioactive man.
Yeah.
They said that Chernobyl.
I wouldn't doubt if Fauci and, you know, Mr. Bill. That dictates everything, and Fauci.
They've been trying to make...
We are all experiments. We are all.
Yeah.
Even those of us that did not get the shot, guess what? We're still a part of the experiment. How many of us would resist and never get a fucking goddamn COVID shot? We're part of the experiment, too. They want to know how many of us would resist. It was a fucking brilliant experiment.
Well, that vaccine has killed a lot. The people are really getting dying. Cancer is up 79%. I mean, they were talking about it today, you know, because the royal family's got it. How much people got cancer and everything now? It's insane, man. I mean, they've really poisoned the population of the earth.
Cancer rates
are apparently she didn't get the specialized dose because Pfizer did issue out different variations of their fucking vaccine depending on, oh, guess what? You got a different batch if you were important. But if you were not important, you got a different batch that fucking kills you. It's proven. It's come out. You know, I'm not making it up. Pfizer employees were given a different batch. CDC executives were given a different batch of the COVID jabs than everybody else.
Well, how real you think that? Well, what about like that?
Nothing to be concerned about there. We get a special batch. Everybody else gets the batch that makes you have like fucking myocarditis and all the and cancers, the spike in all kinds of cancers being associated
with
these fucking jabs.
What about if they really did contaminate the world? You know, like for instance, like that HBO series, The Last of Us. You know, I don't know if anybody's seen that where you get, you know, people get infected and everything.
Yep,
and they just, you know.
Yep.
I mean, really did happen.
And it might be happening. Because they, you know, at our government protects pharmaceuticals. Look at Pfizer, you know. They are without liability.
I'm not worried about the liability.
We killed millions of people. We don't have liability. Sorry, 10 years later, the truth comes out. Well, government gave us freedom from liability, so you can't sue us.
Yep. Because they didn't have to go through the major trials.
Emergency authorization. Thank you, Trump. Trump did it. Trump started it. And Biden just abused it after that.
Well, you know what I thought was rather humorous was that Camel Toe and Flashbang both said they were going to refuse the vaccine because Trump developed it. And that was before they got elected.
Then, of course, they all did.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That's true. Everybody on MSNBC was saying that, you know, and on The View. Yeah, Trump's getting it fast-tracked. I don't trust any of that.
I'm not taking the Trump-track vaccine. Yeah.
Well,
and then not only did they take it after Biden was seated, they promoted it. You know, 2 months later, here's a new version. Take that, too.
Well, all these people that, you know, these people come and go on social media. I remember there's this one guy that used to always call into my show. You know, he was always talking about his guns. And all these people, they disappear. Where do they go? You know, I was looking for some of these people today, actually, and you know, I'm like, where the hell did this guy go? Where did this guy go? I'm wondering. They're probably fucking feds or something, you know. I remember this guy used to come on all the time on my podcast show, and all of a sudden now he's just disappeared. He had a Facebook account and everything, and now he's just disappeared. Where the hell did he go? He didn't die. I know that for a fact. He didn't die.
Nope, he was a fed.
Yeah. Well, those fucking provocateurs, man.
Oh, yeah. From your
matter. Yep, the election's over. No purpose for them. They were fired. Now they've disappeared. Oh, gee. How surprising. That's how our government operates. We have the most We have the most criminal government in the world. We do. It's really, that's the truth. Our government is so fucking beyond anything that our founders, you know, could have ever imagined we're worth.
Authority of bending the rules, and that's what it is. And bending the rules a little steamrolls into big-time corruption. You let one guy slide, you let the next guy slide, you know, and that breeds corruption and twisting the rule. Everyone has to play by the same rules, you know, and that's not the case. It's favoritism.
Now it's do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
I mean, I am still, like, that's
they
what
had
got me fired up tonight.
They had me posing as a drug dealer.
$1.2 trillion to fund our government only for 6 months. 6 months,
I mean,
$1.2 trillion. People are not fucking understanding how huge that is. 6 months, $1.2 trillion.
That's nothing.
To fund the government. That's fucking huge. People are just like, they can't even grasp it.
That's nothing.
They can't even grasp that level.
The Department of Defense takes
$70 billion.
It's
so fucking insane.
You think about all the money that they're sending offshore and to other countries and everything. Really, it's nothing for 6 months. You figure they would need at least
$1.2 trillion.
Yeah, $1.2 trillion is not the.
And you know what?
Really a lot.
Our Department of Defense, the Pentagon, Department of Defense. Gets $889, I believe, billion.
No. For six
really?
Months?
Like, yeah. Look it up. What they just passed. That is the very one that keeps failing their audits. Hello?
No,
Department of Defense. Pentagon.
Not for 6 months.
They are the only federal agency to fail 6 years in a row in their audits. They have lost more than $2 trillion worth of funds that they can't account for over the last 6 years. And now we're funding them even more. Here we go. That $1.2 trillion, guess how much? Yeah, $850 billion of that $1.2 trillion is for the Department of Defense. Look it
That'd
up.
Be impossible.
I'm not lying.
That would be impossible.
That's a big.
So you're saying that for
that
1 year? 1 year? 1 year? Then that you're saying for
that's
1 year it costs
months.
One point.
That's
no
six
for 1 year
months.
Though. For 1 year, if it was 1 year, it would cost $1.6 trillion. You're saying. To fund the Department of Defense if they were doing it for 1 year. No way. They couldn't spend that much money. There's no way.
Yeah way.
No, not $889 billion you're saying for sticking.
Out of that $1.2 trillion, it is like $860 billion is going toward the Department of Defense. Look it up. If I'm wrong, correct me. But I stand my ground that I believe it's around that much. That's huge. That's fucking huge. That's a huge part of a $1.2 trillion budget. For a department that has failed audits 6 years in a row. To the tune of over $2 trillion. When did that happen last? Oh, I don't know, when Rumsfeld announced that there was $2 trillion that they couldn't account for in the Department of Defense, and then that was September 10th, 2001, and then September 11th, 2001 happened, and then hardly anybody talked about that $2 trillion missing after that. Well, here we are. We got an insane amount of fucking fraud going on in our Department of Defense, and yet we're still
out of that
$1.2 trillion, which is only for 6 months. This only funds for six months. Get that in your head. It ends in September. And this is $860 million of that toward our Department of Defense. For 6 months, not even a full year, 6 months. This all comes up for renewal in September. I'm not lying. Look it up. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Reading it right now.
That's true. That's what it funds. It only funds us through September.
Oh, no. $89 billion.
That's fucking insane.
$89 billion. That's what it says right here. It says how much has this agency planned to spend? They plan on spending $546 billion. They're only awarded $89.08 billion in award obligations. That's what it says. 6.3% of the total obligation. That's what it says right here.
And you know what? They're going to get it. They're going to fucking get it. That's the point.
Yeah, but they're not getting $860 billion. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
They will. Because that's how our government works. That's how Biden works.
The military is going to get the number that Joseph gave you. Ukraine's going to get the rest of it.
Damn. You spend a lot, though. Department of the Navy got $27 billion. Department of Air Force got $19 billion. Army 16. Man.
Was that the thing we don't even really know? They haven't released that 10,000, you know, or 1,012 pages of this fucking thing that only funds us for 6 months. $1.2 trillion, and not even, like, if you got, does anybody have the text of it? The full text hasn't been released, not even on congress.gov, that they passed. They all voted for it, and they all passed it. And we don't have any access to what the fuck is in this text. That's my issue.
Yeah. We'll find out soon enough. I mean, they learned from Obama. Obama said he was going to be, like, the most transparent president there was. And he was, in his second term, he was the
anything
least transparent.
But.
Ah.
Damn it.
Yep, there's the new rumor going around that they're going to, they're going to try and do a plea deal with Julian Assange.
Really? Where's he at?
He's still in London. He's in jail in England. Once he was kicked out of the embassy, UK arrested him, and they're holding him, waiting for extradition, and he's fighting extradition in the UK court. Right now.
I got the budget right here, all 1,000 pages of it. Got it right here.
Ah, somebody finally uploaded it.
Yeah, I got it right here. I ain't reading all 1,000 pages of this shit.
No.
Well, if you found it, put it in the chat or something so that I can save it. But, yeah, I mean, like, even an average person would take at least 3 days to read through an over 1,000-page document and, like, actually comprehend it. You know what I mean?
Yep. You see, what,
right?
Are you still got that room open?
Yeah, the chat room's still open as far as I can see.
All
right. Alaskan, you, Joe, Gunslinger, Donnie, Cinny.
There's a PDF right there.
PDF.
Copy.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to increase magnification because I'm old. Well, not super old, but 51, female, I'm old. Almost 51. Saturday I'll be 51. But I'm already thinking of myself as 51 because it's closer. You know, Saturday,
I talk to you. God, I wish I was 51 again.
Well, I'm reading about AI. The AI wrote about me here.
AI wrote about you?
Yeah, my AI thing right here. Yeah, it says right here. It says, Joseph Gibson III is a conservative activist who has been in the spotlight due to his political aspirations in North Carolina. Here are some key points about him. Background and convictions. Neo-Nazi ties. Eligibility, controversy. Number four, current status. Yeah, they give me, it gives me an analyzing
read
report
it.
About
read
me.
Read it. Well, it's like,
oh,
crazy.
God, no. No. Does it's everything. You know everything. I'll put it in the chat if you want. What?
But
this
no,
goes over to summary, in summary, Joseph Gibson III's candidacy has sparked debate, and his background continues to be a topic of discussion in North Carolina politics. I guess they're real concerned about me. Don't worry, I'll be coming back, you bastards. You got something for their ass. I got something for their ass coming.
Are you going to try and set up like a protest of the casinos?
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing something like that, but I got something else planned for them. So I've got my lawsuit filed. So I'm doing an injunction tomorrow. I'm filing a TRO and preliminary injunction. I think that's what the news media is going to probably report on it.
Okay, I'll be looking for it.
Yeah. I'm going to file that first thing. I'll probably file it tomorrow around noontime. So then I'll do a press release. So, but yeah, it definitely is going to be picked up by the media. That's what I heard. I heard everybody's looking at my, they're watching my Facebook page. That's what I've been told by a little birdie.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, they want to rip me apart. They want to pounce on me with that Nazi stuff, man. I've never been to a neo-Nazi rally, never. I've never been to a meeting.